I'd rather have the booty song.
Marloni for you, Mega. We're joined by Mutt here today and all week because Lou's out in Vegas. We're hearing from some sound from OTAs from the Patriots yesterday because we were pretty much all about the Celtics yesterday. And once again, we need to talk about Joe Judge because it seems like he has a lot of the offense on his shoulders. Okay, we heard about Bill Belichick calling plays yesterday. We heard about how involved with the offense Bill is. But Joe Judge, it seems like, is going to be a big part of it as well. By all indications, we haven't gotten any clarifications, but indications. Mac Jones was asked about his relationship with Judge yesterday.
You know, I got a chance to see him last year in training camp practices and all that, and he's done a great job coaching us, and he's seen a lot of football. I mean, obviously, he's been around football for a long time, whether that be as a head coach, special teams, you know, playing the position himself. So he has knowledge that is very beneficial to me as a quarterback, and obviously, I'm going to learn with him. That's the goal, is to kind of, you know, teach each other and move along and take what he knows and then take the experiences that I have and combine them and work together as a great team. And obviously we have, you know, him and Hoyer and Bailey. So we have a great group of guys that can, you know, come together and work together in that room.
Okay, that's a really nice idea. Like, oh, we're going to learn from each other. This is how we go through
so
life, right? That's nice, but like I don't know if I want Joe Judge learning from the second year quarterback. Right?
He's going to.
I would rather have somebody be like, hey, you know, you're barely past a rookie. You're a grub.
Wait, what?
You're a grub.
This is another word that we don't know what you're talking about.
Like you're a grub. Like you haven't even gone into your cocoon yet. You're not a butterfly. You're a grub. Like you're
I've never heard
how
a
about
young
this? You're in phase one of your career.
Phase one.
For sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry. Glenn.
There's a maggot.
Thank you, not grubby.
There
that.
It is. Now
oh
I know
God.
What she's
Am
talking
I Glenn?
About.
Thank you, buddy.
Am
you
I
know,
Glenn?
No, but I would like someone to call up and tell me what shoulder season is.
Okay.
That's what I
Are we
going
to get
in?
Do you want to get into this right now?
No, I don't.
This is not
no,
a strange
it.
Term.
No. Okay. So let me. I almost had one. I almost had a squirrel moment. Here's the thing with Joe Judge. He's not going to have a unfortunately, for Mac. Now, this all depends on how much of the old offense are they keeping. I believe that they're going to get rid of the majority of the old offense. They're going to get rid of it. Joe Judge does not know how to teach Tom Brady and Josh McDaniels offense. He
you
has no freaking clue.
Do
you think
that's why the calculus offense is out?
It's out. Calculus.
Because of Joe
Judge doesn't know calculus?
Because of Joe Judge or because
yes.
of your players?
Yes. No. I think it's... But okay. If you have an English teacher teach calculus, how well do you think you'll be at calculus?
Okay, but what if you have...
That's Joe Judge.
No, sure, but what if you have an...
Calculus.
What if you have an AP English teacher who goes down to teach the, you know, remedial kids?
But that, is he teaching English?
Yeah.
No, I mean, if he's teaching English, fine. But this is Bill's whole thing. All teachers can teach. All teachers can teach. This is the approach he's taking. No, English teachers teach English. Like, art teachers do not know... how to teach geometry.
Is it a public or private school?
It's a I don't know. It's a bridge school. It's like for bad people. That's where they go. I don't
what?
Know. It's where bad people go. I don't know. It's like, I don't know what I'm going with this. But point is that this is part of the, you want to have your, you know, we are the world coaching and doing this whole thing. Then you're going to have English teachers teaching calculus. Like that is what you're doing. Like he doesn't belong in this situation. Like, that's my opinion.
It's non-coaching related, but I'll give you a Joe Judge thing that bothered me the other day. I talked to somebody who was down at OTAs and said, so, Bill, you guys saw Bill did the press conference and wore a Celtics hat?
Mm-hmm.
So did Joe Judge.
Oh,
like, this
no.
guy is trying oh. so hard. So somebody who was there, I didn't see the photos of it, somebody who was there told me.
Where's his hometown?
He's a Philly
where's,
guy.
Where's okay. Bill's hometown?
He's a Philly guy. You hear his voice. Like, he's not a Boston guy. Joe Judge,
that?
A Philly guy.
You got that?
He sounds like every caller to WIP in Philadelphia.
All right, but I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. Yeah. I'm going to take a knee on third down, so I cannot get to a Joe Judge.
You got that?
So he's trying to be Bill, and he's following Bill around. And Bill, I think, if he can't get Joe Judge up to speed on the offense, he's going to be one calling the offense. But I think in his brain... He thinks Joe Judge is going to call, which is it should be concerning to all of us, right? After we heard the players say yesterday, Judge is in his ear. Andrew Callahan came on and said Joe Judge was working the most with Mac Jones. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 7 as far as concerning. That these are the guys mentoring Mac Jones, running the offense. The drop-off from Josh McDaniels to this, whatever this is going to be,
substantial.
Should be, that's a great word, Christian. You stole it out of my mouth. significant, substantial, all the above. And we can talk about it every day. It still won't be enough conversation about the drop-off in offensive brain power in that coaching staff right now.
Reporters did a good job yesterday asking the players about how different it feels without Josh McDaniels there, kind of dancing around who is running the offense, which is still the biggest mystery. Here's Johnny Smith yesterday saying, you know, how it feels different without McDaniels.
This is just about execution at this point, man. Like, no matter who's calling it, we just got to go out there and execute and do what we do best. You know, that's above my pay grade, honestly. But like I said, man, you know, we execute, we do what we do, and it really doesn't matter who's calling the plays.
Again, I would love to be on the group text chain of these guys. Forget what they're saying in the media, but what do you think these guys are really saying behind the scenes going from Josh to Joe Judge Mego?
You know what I say when I don't want to give my opinion on something because it's super negative and I just feel like I'm going to get, like, it's just going to have horrible consequences? That's above my pay grade. Hey, I don't get, because I'm essentially saying I don't get paid enough to put my ass on the line for that question.
Yep.
So anytime I hear that, my ears perk up because I'm like, oh, they are just absolutely not saying what they actually think, and it means that they have a strong feeling about this.
See, I think John O. Smith is a guy that's going to benefit from the new offense because I'm calling it a new offense. It's not the old one's dead.
The new Brady, Patriot offense.
The new Patriot offense, yes. It will have a different feel. It will have a different just everything, philosophy, I do. And John O. Smith should benefit from it. He should benefit from it based on just what he did in Tennessee, what his skill set is. I'm not going to ask you to do things that are that you just physically can't do. You're going to thrive. Boots and nakeds. Boots and nakeds are great for fast tight ends. It is. They're great.
It sounds like a club in a weird part of town.
Boots and nakeds.
Boots and nakeds.
I think I saw this in Atlanta.
Somewhere in Atlanta. I would go right now, fly to Nashville.
Boots
to
and nakeds. Right, I can now see the neon sign right now.
They got a pool outside, a hot day. Let's go.
Boots and nakeds. Hey, listen, don't steal the name. I'm going to use
another restaurant for you.
I know, but I mean, if you're going to bet on a guy that would have a, you know, comeback year, call it that. Like, it's not like John U. Smith completely stunk up the joint, but guys like Aguilar and John U. Smith, who were paid a lot of money and were tasked to produce, and they didn't.
It's a good question. Before we get to it,
Be caller 9
now to the contest line at 617-931-0937, and you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on my Orioles on May 27th, including parking at the Prudential Center Garage. Driving to the game, park at the Prudential Center Garage, where parking is just $20 for games. Or take the T. Wherever you go, it's time to take the T.
You take the T, and I park at the Pru.
That's what we do. Yeah. And then you ride your bike over, and I fear for your life.
Yeah, don't take the bike.
You do a tandem bicycle with Christian.
So you think John, who's the guy, so you can
No, I'm asking you. You tell me. I guess the only two guys I have, Mutt, in my head are John U. and Aguilar. I'm trying to think of a third in that mix.
What about Tyquan Taylor? As a rookie, but
I wouldn't count him.
Okay.
I would just use those two.
Tyquan Thornton, sorry. What did I say? Tyquan Taylor?
Yes. Yeah,
my bad.
It's Tyrod Taylor.
I think it's Nelson Aguilar. Because I'm basing it on your expertise. So maybe I'm being pushed down a wrong road by you. So maybe it's my fault for believing in your take on this. But you're saying it's a dumbed down, easier offense, less crazy reads. Hey, it's one of two things instead of five or six things. That benefits a fast guy who struggled in last year's offense. That's Nelson Aguilar. Because 2 years ago in Vegas, when he was told by John Gruden, just run deep for Derek Carr, he had an awesome year. So of the two guys, I believe more in Nelson Aguilar in this new Patriot offense. I don't know if it's a Joe Judge offense, Bill Belichick offense, whatever. I believe more in Nelson Aguilar. I do John U. Smith.
Yeah.
John U. Smith, to me, was always overrated in Tennessee. Reason why they wouldn't invest a lot of money in him. Like, talented, athletic tight end, you want to pay him? Something up with that guy. I have more faith in Aguilar next year than I do John O. Smith, which is saying something.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like those tight end reps are going to go to Hunter Henry. And I feel like it's...
Max got a Hunter Henry vibe.
Yeah, he does. I feel like that's his favorite player just based on the routes. Listen, he gets open.
But don't you feel like Hunter is more of he's a red zone guy. Like, all those connections that he had, I won't say all, but such a huge majority of them came in the red zone with Mac. And then they got figured out by like week 12.
Yeah, but
like,
just because he caught a lot of touchdowns, I wouldn't pigeonhole him as a red zone guy. I wouldn't do that. I think if you look back,
you'd see a lot of his production.
No, he was good. A lot of touchdowns. But it doesn't mean that he is like, this is what happens in the NFL. You start becoming a good blocker, you become a blocking tight end. You go to an offense that throws the ball, now you're a receiving tight end. Yeah, you know, catch, you know, seven touchdowns, and now you're a red zone threat. You know, that's just the way it works. I think he's better at Jonnu Smith on almost everything.
Does the dumbed down offense help Hunter Henry?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So then that's more targets for him.
Yeah,
again, he's already got that thing with Mack. Like, he's already, if you had to pick a security blanket, I think even more so than Jacoby Myers or Kendrick Bourne, I think Hunter Henry's that guy. So now in this offense, getting more reps, dumbed down offense, that helps Hunter Henry.
Well, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, before we move on from Jonnu, I do feel that it goes back to something that I feel throughout life about, which is the difference between excuses and reasons. And I think that Jonnu has some reasons that he was not up to speed. Like, he did not look mentally up to speed with the team last year with the playbook.
A lot of drops.
And he just looked like in a bad rhythm all the time. There was one point late in the season, like, where I just remember it was so apparent he ran into a receiver because he was just in a complete wrong route. And so and he had a baby in the offseason, or his partner did, and then he missed a bunch of camp with an injury, and then he had COVID concerns that was keeping him out of things too. And it's like, so I do feel like there are some reasons for why he was behind the eight ball on the playbook in the offense when he came in. I feel more strongly about his skill set than Nelson's. Like, I guess I just, my expectations are much higher there. And plus, I think if you look at Tyquan Thornton, that seems like a guy that they're bringing in just so that they can move on from Nelly as quickly as possible.
But I also feel like Aguilar, I think, because I'm going to pick Aguilar also, is I feel like he's being chased. This is it for him. He's got to sign a two-year deal. He's got Parker chasing him. He's got the rookie chasing him. He's got the incumbents, marking their territory, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to have to deliver early in camp, early in the preseason, and really identify what his role is, what he's best at, niche.
What if he's the slot receiver this year? Somebody told me that they are considering him going more to a slot role than just the straight outside.
I like it. He's shifty. And you don't have a lot of shifty guys.
I would take him at the slot role. And one more Jonnu Smith follow-up. Christian mentioned this a couple times last year, listening to your show every day, as I do. When they try to get a guy involved early in a game, it's like, okay, here's the baby steps, here's the training wheels, we'll give you a couple short ones to get going. They tried that with Jonnu Smith two or three games in a row.
Confidence boost.
And still couldn't even get him going. They tried to unlock him with those baby step training wheels things.
Design plays, too. It's like you get the first 15 plays and the first the first six are going to him. Or he's like the number one read. There's like, it's a handoff, it's a fly, it's obvious, it's a screen that is going to you. You're the only one. I forgot what game it was. That was happening. And remember, he got hurt, he hurt his shoulder, and he came out.